Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. Most of you listening this morning are familiar with the famous Christian hymn, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea." This hymn was beautifully used for many years during the Billy Graham Crusades as the invitation for people to come forward and accept Christ. This hymn was written by Charlotte Elliott way back in 1835. This morning, I would like to give you a little background to this hymn. In her early 30s, Miss Elliott became ill with various health problems. Eventually, Miss Elliott became an invalid. Over time, Charlotte Elliott became depressed, angry, and experienced bitterness toward God for what had happened to her. In an effort to help her get out of her depression, her father arranged a visit from a well-known preacher, Caesar Millan. The initial meeting with the preacher did not go well. During the conversation, the preacher asked Miss Elliott if she was at peace with God. This question was unsettling to Miss Elliott. You see, she was facing many inner struggles, depression, bitterness, because of her feelings of being useless. And she heavily resented the question asked by the preacher. She actually refused to talk about it that day, but a few days later, she called Dr. Millan and apologized for her rude behavior. Miss Elliott explained to the preacher that she wanted to become a Christian, but she wanted to clean up her life first. She then asked the preacher what she should do. And the preacher answered beautifully. He said simply, "Come just as you are. Come just as you are." She gave her life to Christ that very day. Some years later, at age 45, Miss Elliott remembered those words the preacher told her that day and began to write, "Just as I am." Now, in retrospect, Miss Elliott was like a lot of us today. In spite of being raised in a Christian home, she had doubts regarding her personal faith and was unsure of her relationship with Christ. Friends, we too can have doubts about our relationship with Jesus. We may, because of our poor choices or questionable actions, feel unworthy of the love of Jesus. And you know what? All of us are unworthy of the love of Jesus. However, Jesus wants us to change and become more like Him. So, let us always remember that Jesus will take care of you, will take you just as you are, and then Jesus can begin molding you into what He wants you to be. Amen.